2. The uncertainty of values. We are all sad when we think of the wondrous potentialities that human beings seem to have, and when we contrast these potentialities with the small accomplishments that we have. Again and again, people have thought that we could do much better. People in the past had, in the nightmare of their times, dreams for the future, and we of their future have, although many of those dreams have been surpassed, to a large extent the same dreams. The hopes for the future today are in a great measure the same as they were in the past. At some time, people thought that the potential that people had was not developed because everyone was ignorant, and that education was the solution to the problem. That if all people were educated, we could perhaps all be Voltaires. But it turns out that falsehood and evil can be taught as easily as good. Education is a great power, but it can work either way. I have heard it said that the communication between nations should lead to an understanding and thus a solution to the problem of developing the potentialities of man. But the means of communication can be channeled and choked. What is communicated can be lies as well as truth, propaganda as well as real and valuable information. Communication is a strong force also, but either for good or evil. The applied sciences, for a while, were thought to free men of material difficulties, at least. And there is some good in the record, especially, for example, in medicine. On the other hand, scientists are now working in secret laboratories to develop the diseases that they were so careful to control. Everybody dislikes war. Today, our dream is that peace will be the solution. Without the expense of armaments, we can do whatever we want, and peace is a great force for good or for evil. How will it be for evil? I do not know. We will see if we ever get peace. We have clearly peace as a great force, as well as material power, communication, education, honesty, and the ideals of many dreamers. We have more forces of this kind to control today than did the ancients. And maybe we are doing it a little bit better than most of them could do. But what we ought to be able to do seems gigantic compared to our confused accomplishments. Why is this? Why can't we conquer ourselves? Because we find that even the greatest forces and abilities don't seem to carry with them any clear instructions on how to use them. As an example, the great accumulation of understanding as to how the physical world behaves only convinces one that this behavior has a kind of meaninglessness about it. The sciences do not directly teach good and bad. Throughout all the ages, men have been trying to fathom the meaning of life. They realize that if some direction or some meaning could be given to the whole thing, to our actions, then great human forces would be unleashed. So very many answers have been given to the question of the meaning of it all. But they have all been of different sorts. And the proponents of one idea have looked with horror at the actions of the believers of another. Horror because from a disagreeing point of view, all the great potentialities of the race were being channeled into a false and confining blind alley. In fact, it is from the history of the enormous monstrosities that have been created by false belief that philosophers have come to realize the fantastic potentialities and wondrous capacities of human beings.